So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So the lines are shifting in ways that are big and small. Stugatz, member of the LA Galaxy, ends up in a position where he gets fired from his job for something his wife did that was racist on social media. Right. Drew Brees says something that he could have said at any point in the last 4 years without any consequences whatsoever and only applause. And he's had to apologize three different times, had to go straight after the president of the United States. But I bring all this up in terms of line shifting because some people are really uncomfortable with what's happening now, and I get it. I've told you before that when you come from privilege, anything that feels like a cry for equality can feel to you like oppression because nobody wants to give back power. But what happened yesterday on the show, and I just want to put a bookmark in where it is we finished yesterday, and I want to point out to the audience that the woman who came on here, the activist and a teacher who was on the show, because I saw a clip of her that is viral and famous about her lecturing in a hall and very gently pointing out to the audience, how many of you please stand up if how many of you would want to live the black experience? And nobody stood up and she asked again. And she said, you guys didn't understand my question. Any of you who would like to live the black experience, please stand up. And no one stood up, and it was poignant, and it is poignant. But she was on the show with us yesterday, and she came very strongly on the show yesterday to breathe fire. It was a fire hose. And the thing that I wanted to point out here is she is 22 years older than Greg Cody, and she is so much better at radio. And she gave us more content in one segment. Greg Cody has not done a Back in My Day again. Right. She gave us more content in one question. I asked her three questions. She gave us more content in one segment than Greg Cody has given us in the last 3 months on Zoom. Okay. Put it on the poll at Le Batard Show. Greg, you can shake your head all you want. Chris, I know that you'll speak up on my behalf. Am I wrong? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Did Jane Elliott give us more content in answering three questions yesterday than Greg Cody has given us in 3 months?
It's a bit unfair only from this standpoint. She was a guest. You asked her questions. She was very wordy with her responses. I mean, you don't ask Greg anything. So
amongst other things there, right. Sugats. Yeah. Wordy was one of the things.
Yeah. All right. Well, what happened was she dominated the show so much, okay? And I can't begin to explain to you how far afield you've gotten when I'm whimpering through laughter in the middle of your interview when you are going on a political screed. U.S. national midfielder Michael Bradley agrees with you just to tether it to a sports tie because my point is that everything is shifting, right? Like, I'm just trying to lob a sports grenade in there because the walls have fallen. They have caved in on what were the policies around here over the last, 2 years. They have caved in the last 2 weeks where now everybody on the network, and many people have a problem with this, Stugatz. Is the conservative guy Ben Shapiro?
Oh, man, I lost so much sleep knowing that he can't watch sports anymore.
He's lost his safe space.
Oh, what a bummer.
You tied it up nicely, I must say. You really did. You tied the whole thing, the sports angle, all of it
up
very nicely.
It was forced and awful, and so forced and awful that I couldn't even say it without laughing in the middle of an interview that, she wasn't saying things that you would laugh at because she was taking an absolute flamethrower to the White House.
You didn't think that you corrected it in the segment after?
Well, that's the thing. The segment after was 90 seconds, most of which was eaten up by a live spot that Stugatz was doing because we couldn't put the sponsor behind what it is that she did. But I want to just pick up the show there because we like to sink into our uncomfortable moments. So to explain to the audience, we had Jane Elliott on. She is a renowned voice when it comes to race issues. It was a voice that I was expecting to be scholarly, but it was a voice that was really, really angry. And so I asked her three questions, and she dominated the show. She gave us so much knowledge, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, it doesn't even matter. She just gave us a lot of information, rat-a-tat-tat. The woman is 87 years old. 65-year-old Greg Cody cannot be bothered with a back in my day today.
She gave us a lot of information. She also gave us a lot of opinion, many of those opinions extreme.
That's right. She gave us a lot of political opinion there that didn't have any tie to sport. And really, she doesn't have much of a tie to sport, only in that sports infiltrates everything and race infiltrates everything. And somewhere along the line over the last few decades, politics have become race when those are not synonyms. That has happened in our lifetime and maybe beforehand, because if you've watched what John Oliver has done the last couple of weeks, John Oliver is explaining that that policing in general is something that for a long time historically is ingrained for white people to be able to control black people. And it's historical and it's factual. I just don't get part of what we're arguing about in this respect, Stugatz. When you say the police force, when you say that phrase, I don't know why we can't emphasize the policing and de-emphasize the force. Like, I don't know what's so hard about discussing it that way. You can emphasize the policing of people while right. de-emphasizing the force in police force. It doesn't handcuff the police. Regardless, the things that are happening in terms of shift in this country and in the way it's being covered has to make a lot of people uncomfortable because the rules have all changed, it feels like, in the last 10 days. I've told you that Dominique and Bomani, and we had this with Howard Bryant yesterday, they are amused by how now white people are like scared and respectful and don't know how to behave. White people they've known all their life, where they're apologizing to them for stuff. And did you see the back and forth in Philadelphia between Anthony Cataldi, the radio host,
right,
and DeSean Jackson? Did you see any of that?
I did not. No. No.
All right. So here is some of the backstory on this. Anthony Cataldi asked very simply, I don't have time for this right now. We're going to get back into it in the next segment. But Anthony Cataldi asked very simply, hey, is it okay for me to very politely ask to get back to sports? And the answer is a resounding no. From DeSean Jackson. Like that's the short version. And yet I wonder when is the cry, what the cries might already start, Stugatz. Like even without sports, people want to get back to sports.
They do. Yeah. I mean, you got golf this weekend.
But even in the absence of sports, the safe playground is, can I please hide in sports? And then you've got DeSean Jackson shouting down Anthony Cataldi in a way that all of a sudden people are applauding DeSean Jackson, which has to feel super weird for him because the only time that guy's getting applauded is when he's in the end zone with the football.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Today on ESPN Daily, the NFL has apologized for not supporting players in their 2016 protest against racial injustice. New, Roger Goodell says he protests with them. Dominique Foxworth explores what transpired since Kaepernick kneeled. That's ESPN Daily presented by Marathon. These days we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Please download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
I don't say this to mock you. Isn't it knelt?
I just read what's in front of me, Dano.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo at Lebatard Show, kneeled or knelt, because I thought it was knelt. Greg Cody is our resident sophisticate with words. It's knelt, is it not, Greg Cody?
I think that's one of those instances where both words are actually legit. I think you can use either.
You sound like you're joining us from a crypt, after, like a mausoleum after you've been buried. It's the sound that would come out of the coffin if I banged on a skeleton's chest soon after it had died.
Laughing sounds good though. I mean,
how do you sound so bad? What is the matter with you?
I'm speaking into a microphone. I can't control the rest.
All right.
Blame the mic.
Okay. It's not your mic. It's very clearly your voice. Your mic and your mic screen are making it so that we can hear the disease in your esophagus. Like, it's screaming. I don't know whether it wants to get out or it just wants to make the rest of you stop making all kinds of sounds, but we can put it on the poll. Can you hear the disease in Greg Cody's esophagus and Lepidard Show?
What are you laughing at? I mean, go see a doctor, man.
I mean, there's no disease in my esophagus. Quit spreading rumors.
Okay. So, Chris Cody, before we get into some of the things that we want to talk about, and there's some Gronk reporting here where apparently he was a diva during wrestling we have to get to, and there's some Lewis Riddick sound that we have to get to. But, Chris, how would you explain to your father? Your father was not on with us yesterday. What happened with Jane Elliott? Like, how you felt during it, how crazy it was in terms of – so your father understands what we're talking about as we try to pick up the show in exactly the same place where we left it, but she took such a fire hose to the proceedings on everything that we were doing that we had no show left at the end to talk to her about it. I saw at one point, Chris, that you kept – sort of like running a wet finger over your red eyebrows like you were trying to put out a fire because your eyebrows were scorched by everything she was saying.
Yes, I have to admit that I was very surprised by her level of passion. She came out fierce. She was making some very strong, good points. She got my eyebrows, I think, got singed off when she got a little personal. She started making attacks at people, and it made me feel a little uneasy. Overall, though, she's crazy.
I would not call what she was saying crazy. That is not what
I would call it extreme.
I could call it extreme, and I could call it more to the point, nothing to do with sports.
Bradley.
You brought in Bradley.
Line it up.
I did bring in Michael Bradley, U.S. national midfielder that I have literally not thought about since we were calling him a bum 8 years ago.
But you needed him yesterday.
Slow-footed midfielder. Again, in the middle of everything she was saying, I eked in. And keep in mind, I am not exactly a shrinking flower. I eked in with just a sort of, I wouldn't say it's murmured as much as it was squeaked, just a tie to sports that was very flimsy, which is Michael Bradley also doesn't like the president of the United States. Mike, can you explain to the people, because I'm just learning now during the break that some people were complaining that disappeared from the podcast, and I did not know that it disappeared from the podcast.
Yeah, it disappeared from the podcast, and here's what happened there. We booked Jay not knowing that she would say that, and shortly thereafter we got a text from our guest booker, hey, is it okay if we took this off in the podcast? I assumed that that ask came from ESPN. Not at all the case. ESPN sort of shares my thought on that, which is removing it from the podcast just makes it worse, makes it appear like there's a cover-up. But once we take it out, it's more complicated to put it back in, and I'm not necessarily comfortable with what happened there. I thought we could have been better. She certainly could have, like, toned it down a little bit because, like I said, those views were extreme, but it's out. No sense in putting it back, but it wasn't an ESPN call. It was a show call.
It was?
I mean, it was a call requested by one of our guest bookers. I had no idea. Was not fun being our guest bookers yesterday, as you can imagine, being brought into conversations.
Look, man, she was great.
I wouldn't describe that she was great.
She was great radio. I will not have it any other way. She was great radio. You could say that it's not the way we do business around here. You could say that we need to tie it to sports. You could say you disagree with everything she said. There is absolutely no disputing that as radio, just as someone who values content, she was great content for 12 minutes because you know how much I like discomfort. And you know that as uncomfortable as we were and as comfortable as the guys were on the Zoom, you know that the audience wasn't leaving its car during what was happening there because you didn't know where that was going to end up.
Yeah, I'm not making memorable and great synonymous in this instance, but we can agree to disagree.
Memorable. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Are memorable and great synonyms? Because you're allowed to dislike what she said. You're allowed to disagree with what she said. But I think anyone with that level of passion who steals the show from me and in three questions just is rat-a-tat-tat blowtorching Chris Cody's eyebrows. No, with whatever they were saying. I think I would follow that path. Billy, what do you have here?
Phone line could have been better. We can all agree with that. Phone line, not a great phone line.
Thank you, Billy.
Fair criticism.
So I was saying earlier in the last segment, Stugatz, and I called him Anthony Cataldi instead of Angelo, so that's a fine.
Oh, boy.
But here is what Angelo Cataldi of WIP had to say. Quote, lots of strong political statements yesterday from sports figures. Okay, great. Is it too soon to ask? Very politely. I love that it's very politely. I just love, like, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Are white people extra very politely lately?
It's his show, I mean.
He says, is it too soon to ask very politely for all of these people to focus now on what they do best? The anger in America might just calm down a bit if we all had a game to watch.
I mean, many don't want the anger to calm down. Because you're listening, finally.
That is correct. And many don't want the anger to calm down because they're dying in the street as well. And so Deshaun Jackson comes back at Cataldi with, I think you need to watch your mouth and fix your hands to tweet something positive about what's going on in our world and community for positivity and help change the narrative. It's people like you who have no respect and no clue of what's going on. Use your voice for the influence of power and help what's going on in our society before you speak on this serious topic.
I think that's fair. Can he do some of that and some sports? Like,
not right now.
No? Okay.
Pay that man his money.
He's a sports radio host. Okay.
Yes, he's a sports radio host.
But he can't do like a 50-50, 60-40, 70-30 split. 70% towards the important stuff.
There aren't sports right now is the problem. That's part of the problem.
Right.
But also, funny here is so many of you would have disagreed with Deshaun Jackson about 2 weeks ago. Like, there has been a shift here.
A week ago.
In terms of fear. Like, he's saying it very politely, and the answer he's getting back is no. The answer he's getting back is bleep off. The answer he's getting back is watch your mouth. And, like, that is a change, and it's not a small one. Like, but what happens is the people that go scurrying into the shadows become the people who cost Greg Cody 145 followers because he's writing police brutality columns. Like, they don't like this overcorrection. Even though you can argue it's not exactly an overcorrection. I heard you the first time. DraftKings.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. That's the weight. Here's your SportsCenter update. Minnesota Vikings Pro Bowl running back Dalvin Cook will no longer participate in any team-related activities until and unless he receives what he determines to be a reasonable deal. Major League Baseball's latest proposal to players on a return-to-play economic package offered a higher potential salary than the last plan, but less guaranteed money over a 76-game season. And finally, two men in Australia snuck into a bedroom with machetes after being hired to carry out a stranger's sexual fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and stroked with a broom, only to discover they had got the wrong address. The pair made their apologies and left the startled victims beside as soon as they realized their mistake. Sorry. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every single day to clean my nose. It's a car wash for your nose and sinuses, and it's amazing. I love it. It's been life-changing. Go to Navage.com. That's Navage.com. Or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We have misplaced Greg Cody. He is connecting to audio. That will take about a month. Billy, why did I get skeptical Billy face during Stugatz's read? What is it that you were objecting to there?
Baseball just can't get out of its own way. Like, baseball cannot help itself. You know what baseball's biggest appeal would have been through all of this? That they're the first one back when there's no sports. And baseball's botching it. And baseball's going to come back and have to compete with the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the start of college football, the start of NFL. No one's going to watch baseball because they don't play. Baseball, just come back and play a little bit and people will watch you. Because when there's 30 sports going on at the same time, they're not going to be watching baseball. They're just not.
Well, it's been difficult to rush into the breach. This is the reason that Dana White doesn't have much use for unions. Dana White is going to be on First Take at 11:30 Eastern because he's opening this Fight Island, and the details are coming out in an hour. Let me open the floor to you guys because we didn't really have time yesterday to talk as much as everyone here wanted to talk, pushing me toward the octagon here. As Dana White lowballs me, and I'm just telling you right now that $250,000 to charity might get me to the weigh-in in my underwear because I don't want to be shirtless in front of people in my underwear. Might get me to just the weigh-in. Never mind the octagon itself. Like, I'm not sure if you offer $250,000 to charity whether or not I would go and be in my underwear in front of people who can't be trusted with my vulnerability.
You have to open up the possibilities here, Dan. I don't know why you want Dana White to pay so much money to beat you up. Fine, he can up his charitable donation, but the way this would work is use a promotional power of the UFC and ESPN to allow other people to donate to the cause of seeing you get your face punched in.
Yes, right. And this is why it might be a worthy path to go down. And what I wanted to ask you guys, because I find the symbolism Andy Kaufman-esque, that the guy who runs that sport, who's about to open a Fight Island, that you could see at 11:30 Eastern, all the details you want on First Take, the just delicious symbolic irony in the fact that the fight is literally because he doesn't pay people enough to fight. And now when he negotiates, he says, this is the amount and there will be no negotiation. Like, he's treating me the same way he's treating every last fighter who's got a problem with him. And the list is long. So, yes, Chris, what do you have here?
I'm just confused why your price is so high. I could have paid $250K to hang out with Roger Goodell and watch Monday Night Football, and yet I can't punch Dan Le Batard in the face for that much?
First of all, you couldn't have, because Goodell thought the same thing I thought about the $250K. Go ahead and keep it, Portnoy. I'll go ahead and not take your money for charity. But here's what you have to realize there about how wonderful a position we are in as a show, because this is a content farm. Barstool has to pay $250,000 to try and embarrass a head of a sport. Around here, $250,000 isn't enough for a head of a sport to try and embarrass me, because I'm telling you that to get on a stand where they weigh me in my underwear costs more than $250,000 when you're him. I'm not disputing that that's a lot of money. I am not disputing that that is a worthy amount of money for any cause. I'm saying for him, not a lot of money. And he's lowballing me, and he's doing the same thing to me that he did to his fighters, which is why Masvidal's complaining about him. It's why George St. Pierre complained about it. It's why Randy Couture complained about it. The list is long. John Bones Jones complains about the salary. And unlike the other sports, all the other sports, including dirty boxing, none of the numbers with them are public, and they are making money for the company right now. They're one of the few making money for our company. And I need to ask Mike this before we head down this path, because I will turn this into a content farm for months. I was talking to Masvidal's people yesterday about training me. But before I waste my time.
I didn't get a call.
Before I waste my time.
You are wasting your time training.
Yeah. Before
Wait,
I.
You're just training for the weigh-in, right?
Before I waste my time, I need you to find out, corporate Mike, like, I will not have Disney lawyers make us a marching band to nowhere if we head down this path, because I'm not totally positive that Disney will let me do this based on the fear that my teeth will fall out.
So far, the only thing that's standing in the way of this fight happening is you continually trying to go back to the negotiating table saying that's not enough.
I'm not taking the first offer.
How much do you want? Let's start
there. Well, you know what? You don't have to give me anything.
Does it have to be his money?
You don't have to give me anything, and you don't have to give the charity anything. It doesn't have to be his money. You could pay John Bones Jones and Masvidal, right, to see the fight that we want to see. Jones in the heavyweight division, Masvidal against anybody. You can pay them, right? You wouldn't have to give me anything. You wouldn't have to give charity anything.
Whoa. Just so
this
we're
is the
clear.
Hill to die on. Fighting for labor against management is absolutely the hill to literally die on.
If he pays them enough, you will then fight Dana White.
I'm not even sure if that's enough, but we can begin talking right about there. I am a man of the fighter.
Jeez, this will never happen, man.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Bill, this is how you're spinning it?
It's a good way to spin it. You cannot dispute that it's a good way to spin it.
Now you're stealing money from charity to give to John Bones
Jones. That's right. That's exactly right. Billy, what do you have here?
I would be, first of all, why did we just take money away from charity? That doesn't seem right. Second of all, I think you should be careful, because Stugatz, I think, will willingly step in if the price is right.
I'm about
to get the attention that you're not going to get.
Oh, I don't think you're right. I don't think all of you who are pushing me to that octagon, I don't believe that a single one of you would actually do this.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I might.
This is incredible promotion. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah, but I could get the promotion without doing it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I don't think Dana, this is amazing. I don't think Dana would pay $250 to knock me out.
We were on ABC with Halle Berry on Saturday, this hasn't even started yet.
Nah, you need the promotion of the fight.
Yeah.
It's just you.
Yeah, what was I?
Yeah, and why do you think you're the headliner?
Casper, people.
What is happening?
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
So Dana White says, I have a big mouth. There is no disputing that, I don't think. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Bigger, big mouth, Dan or Dana. And Mike yells that I'm not the headliner. So put it on the poll, Guillermo. Who do you want to see knocked out more, Dan or Dana, at Lebatard Show? Dana White accuses us of being all talk and no action. And it's only what it's going to say on this show's tombstone. We are not a sports action show. We're a sports talk show.
Right.
Like, yes, we are all talk and no action. Like, that is not even an indictment. It's simply a fact.
When's the last action? I mean,
we don't do anything. Like, we don't actually accomplish this, and we will get close to accomplishing this. And then I'll look at Mike, and he'll say, no, Disney lawyers got in the way. I didn't check because I just was pushing you to the octagon.
Do you want the lawyers to check? Because
I do. I do. I want right. Mike Ryan to find out before we even get down this path. I don't want to waste a training, not one training session
right.
with Jorge Masvidal that I don't need to do.
You'd be shocked at the groundswell of support there is from Disney corporate to watch you get absolutely pummeled.
I don't believe you. I believe that philosophically, yes, but the lawyers don't care about the content. You are absolutely right that there are any number of executives that would like to watch that. But the lawyers worry nothing about worry only about liability, which is why we're not allowed to do anything around here. Poor Stu Gatz had to sign all sorts of paperwork just to stand on, like, the roof of the Clevelander for a second.
Yep, signed my life away.
Signed his whole life away in a panic. It wasn't even the roof. Like, if he had
fallen.
It wasn't
even Disney's attorney.
It was a waiter here at the Clevelander. Weird.
Let's not talk about that anymore. Dan got the shot, though, everybody.
Yes, Stu Gatz was holding a sign behind us on Highly Questionable, like one of those cows in the chicken commercial.
Which apparently it turned into a wind sail. It was very dangerous.
Yes, it was very dangerous. Frankly, go ahead, Billy. Go ahead, Billy. You're laughing at this because you remember you were scurrying past or behind.
I almost fell. I mean,
it was so dangerous, like 40 mile an hour winds that day. And I think what he signed wasn't ESPN. It was Clevelander. And I think he signed an employment contract, just waiving liability. And then he's looking at it. He's like, wait a minute. How many shifts do I have to do here to do this?
Still haven't gotten paid yet. I mean.
So meanwhile, the entire time we're talking about all of this, Greg Cody, who is, as you know, down with the minority cause, is symbolically a black box right now in our Zoom call. I cannot see him. I don't even know if he is there. Greg, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, wonderful. So it's just a disembodied voice.
He sounds better somehow.
As if it's not hard enough to do the show with him generally.
Shockinger!
Now I can also not see him at all, Stu Gatz. So how am I supposed to do this? Greg, what's wrong? Like, you don't bring your back in my day. You don't help me. You sound like disease. Like, and
that helps.
Listen, the computer issue I'm having is totally beyond my control. Mea culpa here. I have nothing to do with why you don't see me right now.
Yeah, that can't be true. Mike, is that in any way true what he is saying there? Because
I mean, it's his laptop that broke, therefore it is partly his
fault.
Who
are you blaming it on if it's not?
Whose fault is it?
Whose fault?
And he's incapable of fixing it, which is the larger issue.
Oh, man.
I'm not an IT guy. I mean, come on. I have my limits, like all men and women.
Carl Douglas is going to join us in
Shockinger!
In 10 minutes.
He's peak form today, man.
Mike, you need to introduce Carl Douglas with the Lord song at Greg Cody's expense. Do you have anything in the way of opinions on this conversation we've been having for two segments on the Dana White fight?
Yeah, I'd love to see you fight Dana White. I would contribute out of my own
Greg
pocket
Cody
to
on ESPN Radio.